Guys, today on the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast, we are 40,000 feet up in the sky. We are on this beautiful jet. I am so excited to be here with one of my famous entrepreneur friends who is so beautiful. Thank you for coming today.
It's honestly such a pleasure. Anytime I get to spend any time with you.
And you get to come on the jet today.
Yeah, this is an all right jet. There's private jets and there's whatever the heck this is.
Yeah, this is a whole other level of jet.
This is wild.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. I'm so excited. Shout out Silver Air. We love you. Thank you for always providing me with the most beautiful jets, yeah, and the most beautiful concierge service, the most amazing crew and pilots every time I fly. I am so grateful to you guys. So let's dive in, Greg. Greg Kimble is a top entrepreneur. He is one of those people that has changed lives exponentially. He's somebody who he's hosted the most amazing masterminds. He does the most amazing trainings. He does things which really impact people's lives. And I mean, let's tell him a little about your background.
You know, I'm huge in education. I started my own college. My grandfather was actually a professor at Duke University for 40 years. And so in psychology, so I've been around psychology and academia for my entire life. And the funny thing is I actually started out as a singer. And so I was signed to Capitol when I was 15. I had my own show in Vegas. I did all the things, but I had something more to provide, something more to give. And so many people, when I was younger, they'd actually call me Yoda because I was always trying to give advice. And they're saying, oh, well, you're always trying to Yoda me. You're trying to help this. You're trying to that. And one time I remember someone saying, man, you should really get into education. I think you'd be a great teacher. I think you'd be a great this, that, and the other. And I was like, you are a crazy person. I'm meant to be on stage. I'm meant to be singing. I'm meant to be this. And now since 2017, I've just been on tour speaking, and you know, I get to speak along incredible people like you. We've shared stages together. You know, we're going to be going on tour together. You're probably going to join me for a couple legs of the European tour that we're going to be going on. I'm telling you, there's a European tour that's coming out, and what is happening across the pond, because I think America is a little, it needs to get woken up a little bit. And so, and not in a woke way, just to be clear. It needs to awake to what is possible, but across the pond, and you're from London, right? Mm-hmm. So they're just now really catching the personal growth wave. And I think people like myself, people like Natasha are gonna go over there, shake things up in a way that they don't even know really exists yet.
Yo, when they get you and me on a stage together, our voices,
it's gonna shake the arena. I love that, it's so exciting.
It's gonna be fun. So the reason that I like love what you do is because the word impact just stands out.
Yeah.
I spoke at one of your incredible events, your mastermind, like you have really impacted people with your work. How does somebody have a bigger impact? And tell us about the impact you've made and then how someone else can do it like you.
This is actually an easy question. So many people make it too transactional and too hard. I believe that the real currency of life is all about relationships and experiences. You and I built a relationship. You came and you spoke at my event, and she rocked the house at a level that people were not ready for. I mean, people are still talking about it. I'm telling you, when she was doing her thing on stage, she set that thing on fire with napalm. It's actually still burning to this day. They can't put out the fire. But I built a real relationship with this woman, and we chatted and we've had fun. I've been to your house. I've met your kids. I've become great friends with Dee. All of these things happened. So it expanded my network. And then now I get to experience more because I wanted to go to Vegas on today. You called me up. You said, hey, what if we just did a podcast on the jet in the sky? I said, okay, I mean, if I have to. But because we have this relationship, I got to experience more of you. We get to experience each other, build more wonderful containers for people to go to the next level. So relationships and experiences, you've got to move, you've got to get into proximity, and you have got to be able to actually take the action. Don't hold the wall. Don't wait. You have to raise your hand. You have to fight. You have to get in the rooms, get on the planes. You know, if someone asks you to get on the plane, get on the plane. And so now what we get to do, all because I said yes to, you know, and I'm just going to go really quick and tell this story. We were in the in my event, and there was a woman who said, "Oh my God, if I could just meet Natasha Graziano one day." And then one of our mutual friends, Jason Stewart, said, "Oh, I know her." And I said, "Man, could you call her? Is there any way we could get her to this event and make that woman's life?" And he called you up. You said, "Absolutely, let's do it." You showed up, brought the house down, and you changed that woman's life forever. We became friends forever. And now, you know, a few months later, we're doing a podcast in the sky. This is what it's about. Relationships and experiences is the real currency of life.
I agree. And that's what does actually create your network,
exactly.
Which creates your net worth, which
exactly.
Is your impact.
Yep.
The more people you meet, the more hands you shake, the more doors you knock on, the more rooms you get into, the more money you make, the bigger impact you
yep.
have.
Exactly.
Your impact equals your income.
Yep.
Like the more people that you are around, get into proximity, pay for proximity. Like so many people are like, "Why am I not where I want to be? Why is she there? Why is he mm-hmm. there?" Because we invested in ourselves, we pay for visibility, we get to the right rooms, get to the right stages so that we can show up as the people that we are.
And that's the big thing. You know, you give this wonderful opportunity for people saying, "Hey, hop on a jet, you know, let's have a podcast, let's get you the visibility that you deserve." Mm-hmm. But I remember the first time that I was trying to launch a mastermind, and you know, my first mastermind, you know, it's $30,000. And people are like, "Oh, well, what do I get for the year? And I don't understand this. And I don't," and I don't actually speak their language, because to get into the right room, I've actually paid $10,000 for a lunch.
Oh, wow.
Just a lunch to have a conversation with someone that I thought could take me to the next level. That's what it's really about, mm-hmm. is are you willing to take the action to get into the right place to have the conversations? Are you willing to go to the lengths that are needed to really take you out of who you've been mm-hmm. and really meet who you can be, will be, who you want to be, but you got to take the action. Are you willing to have the conversation? People like you and I, we'll have the conversation. Sometimes people are like, "Man, are these people going to shut up?" But no, we're not. We're not going to shrink for anybody. We're going to keep having the conversations, and we're going to keep building the relationships, and we are going to take our lives and anyone in our orbit to the next level.
How does somebody build a big brand? Let's dive into that. You're somebody who has built something incredible. Infinity is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You are someone who has pure tenacity. So mm-hmm. I want to talk about the five things that go into building a huge brand.
I think the biggest thing with that is it has to be consistent. You know, I recently did a lot of stuff in fitness. And so a lot of people, when I was on Instagram, they're going, "Oh, you're pushing all this fitness content. So what I did, because a lot of people who see purple will think of me because that's our main
brand colors.
Our main brand color.
By the way, that being a really big part of building a brand, your brand coloring, your yep. brand logo should be everything.
Should be everything.
Everything.
And so now with my fitness, I actually just recently, like a month ago, started a new Instagram. It's private right now because I'm curating who's a part of kind of my inner circle. But I started Camo Kimball. Why? Because I just like camo.
Well, you also were in the military.
Yeah. Well, I helped the military a lot with their mindset and everything.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I've done everything from help the CIA to the Navy SEALs to the FBI, all of those things. But I grew up in Wyoming, so I love woodland camo. So I ended up wearing it a lot. I wore it a lot working out.
Right.
And so I said, "Okay, well, that's going to start being like my brand. So when I'm working out, I'm going to have a lot of camo on." And someone looked at me one day and they're like, "Oh, Camo Kimball's here. He's going to scare everyone out of the gym." And I realized, boom, there's my brand.
Wow.
So then when I'm looking into, you know, the Final Percent, which is our motivational company, well, okay, there's purple. And I color code the brand, and then I stay super consistent on it.
Mm.
Like there's a brand right now that are like Young LA. I think that they're a fantastic brand. So the best way for me to get their attention is not to call them up and say, "Hey, I really, can you give me some stuff? Can you donate some stuff? I'm really cool. Send me some stuff." No. I'm going to go buy a shitload of their stuff. I'm going to support them. I'm going to tag them. I'm going to show them that I like them with my wallet. I'm going to vote with my freaking wallet. If you vote with your dollars and you show people that, "Hey, look, I got your back." Like, and the other thing is when your friends are entrepreneurs, stop asking for a fucking discount.
Oh, no, I agree.
Like, literally, if that's your friend, be like, "How can I support you?"
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Oh, you do this? Let's do it together. Let's freaking rock this thing together. That's the price. Let's go. I want to see
Love
you
this.
Win. So the biggest thing is if you really want to see, if you need help, go find someone to help. Don't run around and say, I need help, I need help. And you throw what I call the plum party, which is poor little old me. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh my God, no one watches my videos. No one this. Like, you know, like I remember when I first met Devin, and I mean, he's on TikTok doing all this stuff. I was new and I went and supported him and he goes, okay, hey, here's what you do. Here's this. He would send people over. He would support me back. Same thing with you. We were on the podcast. You're like, everyone go follow this person. Everyone do this. Why? Because I'm willing to pay you to get on my stage. I didn't say, hey, will you do it for free?
Right.
Which you probably would have for me, but I didn't want you to. I want you to know that I value who you are. Yes. And if I value who you are, you're going to show up in a different way because you feel valued. The same thing is in a relationship. If the woman feels valued, if the man feels valued, check this out. They're going to show up a little different.
I agree.
But if they feel like, oh man, like you don't see my value. You want me to do this for free? You want me to do this for nothing? You want me to? No. What we need to do is we need to show people with our words, with our actions, with our wallets, with our support, that we are truly valuing them. And then they're going to show up completely different. And that's the big thing. So many people, they really want a friend. They're going to go out there. If you're trying to find a friend, you're not going to find one. Oh, I want a friend. I want a friend. I want people to like me. But if you go out there to be a friend,
yes,
you're going to have more friends than you know what to do with. So start with being a friend before you're trying to find a friend. Mm. And that's how you're going to network. You're going to show people, I value you. And then right when, because most people don't feel valued these days. But if they feel valued, they're immediately going to be like, damn, how can I add value to your life? And then it's just this nuclear reaction and you build these giant communities and these giant brands. Why? Because people want to be a part of something these days. People want to belong to something. They don't want to fucking fit in. So many times people get into these masterminds, they feel like, oh, I got to fit in. I got to wear this. I got that. No. I want a sense of belonging. Like I belong to our friendship. I belong to this community. I belong. I don't have to fit in if you accept me for me.
Mm, I love this. Do you think it's different for men and women in today's world?
100%.
Why?
I think that especially recently men, you know, with the advent of say things like peptides, with the advent of a bunch of different things, I think men are actually getting, it's almost like things have flipped. So men are actually getting impressed upon them to be more pretty, to be more put together, to do all of these things. And it's almost like men have been really asked to increase their feminine. And then women are being asked, you got to be more masculine. You got to be more tough. You don't need a man. News fucking flash. We need each other. The male needs the feminine. The feminine needs the male. And there's nothing wrong with you going into your masculine and feminine. But the problem is we're running into a situation where we're looking at people having a real honest-to-God identity crisis because we don't know who we actually want to be. We don't know what we want out of life. And so women, sometimes, yeah, they just want to be pampered. They want to be nurtured. But, yeah, sometimes they want to go kick a door in and they want people to not think that's weird. And then men, same thing. They might want to protect. They might want to this. But men and women going through the different types of the societal norms, the expectations. And one of the things that I talk about expectations all the time is expectations are nothing more than uncommunicated contracts. So we're going to fuck it up. So if I expect a bunch of shit from you, but I never told you, that's only going to ruin our relationship. If I expect something, I got to say, hey, Natasha, if we're going to do this, I want you to know X, Y, and Z. If I don't say that, I just got to let, we're just chilling. Whatever's going to happen. And most of the time, especially with people like you and I, whatever happens is going to be great. Great people go great places.
Yes.
But I need to allow you to be great. You need to allow me to be great without me saying, oh, no, Natasha, this is who you have to be. Because you're going to be like, wait, well, no, I'm Natasha. You don't understand. This is how this is going down. I'm not changing for anybody. I'm going to be me. I have to be me. And the same thing. And then when you find those two people like we have, we've developed an incredible friendship. Great people go great places.
Yes.
The fact is where are we going to go today? I mean, we're on a jet. We literally can just be like, hey, you know, Brazil, here we come.
Yeah, literally. You know? I'm like, there's two beds in the bag. And like, what are we doing next? I love this. Authenticity is the most powerful force that we have. Authenticity is the biggest trait that we have.
Yeah.
It's the strongest energy.
Yeah.
So when you are authentic to who you are, as you were saying, amazing things happen.
Exactly.
When somebody tries to be somebody else, honey, you're only ever going to be second place to somebody else.
Exactly.
Authenticity is the key to success. It's the key to you being the best of who you are. You want to be first place to yourself.
Yes, that's good.
So I want to talk more about being first place with something that you created. You are so big into right now. You created a whole brand around health. Let's go deeper into it. Peptides.
Yeah.
I am a huge lover on looking after myself. As you know, I'm obsessed with wellness. Every single day I wake up and my health is my priority.
Exactly.
From the minute I wake up, my mental health, my spiritual health, and then my physical health. I love taking care of me. I love waking up every morning. I journal. I want to hear your morning routine. I'm going to tell you mine. So first three things that I do when I wake up. One, I wake up and I pray. Number two, I journal and I script about my day. I write about it in the past tense. I send energy to it. I write my goals as though it's already happened. And then number three, I move my body. I get out of bed and I go do Qigong, or I go do yoga. I do something that really energizes me, makes me feel alive. I then follow with my green juice and then off with my day. Tell me your million-dollar routine.
Honestly, mine 100% starts with peptides. There are peptides that help you with your mental acuity. There's peptides that set you up to be in a state of fat loss your whole day. There are peptides that supercharge your mitochondria so that you have wonderful energy throughout the day. And so I have a morning stack, a before I train stack, an after I train stack. So I make sure that all of those are in the right place at the right time so that I can take my life to the next level and I can be focused. Everything for me is all about efficiency. And a lot of people try to be efficient with their time, but most people are not being efficient with their body. And that's the big thing about peptides. Peptides are actually naturally occurring. So it's an amino acid, and it's a little signal that you're putting in your body for your body to say, hey, I'm gonna start making this more right now. It's 100% natural. And so when you inject it, it's literally saying, hey, this is what your mitochondria should have been doing. This is what your growth hormone can be doing. It's little messengers saying, hey, somewhere along the way, you got a little inefficient. You know, I'm almost 41. And so I feel like I'm aging backwards now. Why? Because I have got the peptide side of things absolutely dialed in. Now, it took me 4 years of monkeying around, figuring things out, going through and doing all of these things. And so one of the things that we know about peptides now is that it is absolutely going to push my body and my mental and everything to the next level. And so after that, what I'm going to do is then I have what's called an RKNM, which is a rekindle. So I'm going to find a relationship that I need to rekindle. N stands for new. This is someone that I've met recently that I really want to forge a new connection with. And then M is maintenance. So let's say that you and I, for whatever reason, we don't talk for a year. You might fall into the RK. I've got to rekindle that relationship because Natasha was awesome. Now, if I have to, you know, go through a new thing, that's someone that I put in my notes. Man, this person was really interesting. Oh, I'm going to Salt Lake today. I want to really forge that relationship. So that's a new relationship. And then a maintenance. Maybe I haven't called my mom and I got to make sure that she knows that I love her. So what's going to happen is I'm going to do either RK and M right after the peptides. I'm going to do a reach out. Why? Because I always want to be pushing my relationships forward. Those are the really the two things that I start with. Everything else, you know, hygiene, all of these things, the normal routines, but it's really my health, making sure that the peptides are right and moving in the right direction for me, and making sure that I'm forging new relationships, running maintenance on the relationships, and rekindling relationships that I know can change my life, so then I can go experience life with better people, with more people, because like you said, your network equals your net worth, and I have got to forge these relationships as often and as intentionally as I possibly can.
I fucking love this. Okay, so for me, taking peptides and injecting them into me, at first I was scared of needles, but if someone else does it for you, they're tiny little needles, you don't even fucking feel it. It's like literally pricking yourself like that with your nails, no different. And when you do it into your stomach or your leg or whatever, it's so energizing after and what comes from it. The reason I started with peptides is because I ain't getting any younger. None of us are getting any younger. We look the best today we're ever going to look unless you start doing things that grow your mitochondria and grow your telomeres inside.
Telomeres is a really good
telomeres is the most important thing. And telomeres are inside of you, which are controlling your entire body. And they just, you know, if you extend them and
it's
learn to
like
grow
the
them.
It's kind of like the fountain of youth.
Yep, right. Exactly. And so exactly the fountain of youth. I want to drink the fountain of youth every single day. Yeah. If I want to be who I am in my life, if I want to become this person that I am becoming and that I already am, I need to look after me. Yep. And I want to manifest getting younger, which means I'm scripting it, but I'm also doing it physically. I'm eating a good diet. I'm eating fresh fruit and vegetable every day, but I'm putting peptides into my body because they are healthy and they are so good for you. I take one, which is called Epitalon, and I take that for anti-aging, like literally to look younger. I do it twice a year. I fucking love it. So, okay, give me three that I should be taking and can I get them with you? Do you have a link or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, just you can DM me directly. We just launched our company, which is Zone 33 Health. And what we want to do is we want to help people.
Oh my God, 333, I've got it tattooed on me. It's my lucky number.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
So 33 has been my number for a long time. So yeah.
I knew it.
We always got it. Yeah. So for right now, because we're in the process of launching three versions of this company, you know, right now, just DM me directly. Or just you can email me at greg@thefinalpercent or hello@thefinalpercent and we can take care of it. But the three that I think BPC 157 and TB 500 are absolutely great for gut health, for repairing, for helping yourself recover, especially when we get a little bit older. KPV for inflammation, again for gut health, because we got to remember when we are building our bodies, we can only build with the right things that are coming through. And whatever's happening in your gut, if we can't grab those building blocks so that we can repair ourselves and build muscle and take out the trash, your gut health is incredibly important. Tessamorelin is another thing, visceral fat, the fat around your organs. It helps increase your natural growth hormones so that you can take everything to the next level. Those are the things that we want to be able to do. So tessamorelin, BPC 157, TB 500, for mitochondria health, MOTC, I think is an incredible thing. Epitalin, like you said, SS31, this is taking out the trash. All of the mitochondria that just don't function properly.
I love that, taking out the trash of your body.
Yeah, we gotta get rid of it. So the big thing is imagine a protein. And this, for anyone who doesn't know it, I'll just let you know what is a peptide. A peptide is, I want you to imagine like the framework. It's a wall, it's a ceiling, it's something. A protein is like building the skyscraper. Proteins are much bigger. Peptides are short chain amino acids to go in and say, hey, your wall's been broken here for a while. Let's rebuild this so that we can have things come in. And so, thank you so much. Let's rebuild this wall so that all of your, heat isn't exiting the building. Let's rebuild your air conditioning system. Let's rebuild this. So there's very specific things that your peptides are going to do that are going to transform your body, whereas proteins are a much bigger thing. So peptides can go into your cells, they can move faster through the body, and they can help you at a level that a lot of people don't really understand, but it's a natural occurring thing. It's a little messenger that goes in your body and say, hey, I think you forgot how to do this, or you're inefficient at this. Let's get you back on track. And let's start aging backwards. If that's something that is if that's of interest to you, aging backwards, extending your life and feeling better, looking younger, being able to actually build muscle again. Like I said, I'm 41. Well, then you should probably get on peptides. If you need more education about it, again, hit me up. Go to thefinalpercent.com. Hit me up, greg@thefinalpercent.com or hello@thefinalpercent.com.
I'm going to put all of that below as well.
We want to help. And, you know, in the California market and a lot of things that we're doing, we're actually partnering with you in a lot of ways because we want to help people get healthy. We want to help people live long and we want to see people win. That's what this is all about. You want to see people win. That's why, like, you're like, Greg, I love what you're doing on stage. I love what you're doing in peptides. How can I be a part of it? How can I help you? How can I get it out there? How can I freaking put you on a stage, give you a platform? Because more people need to hear this message. This is a real friend. You're like a peptide for my career.
I love it. I am a peptide.
Yeah. You're in here making us bigger, making us be able to reach more people, and we're partnering. It's not just like a like an investor relationship, because there's a lot of people who try to invest with me, and they're like, oh my God, because they see it as a lottery ticket. You want to participate, and you want to be a partner, and you want to do what I'm doing so that we can help people. It's not a cash grab. Money needs to be a byproduct. We are who we are. We do what we do so that money just happens. It's B plus do equals have. We need to be somebody who does something that generates income. We're not chasing the income. We just show up and we do what we do. Amen. And then money shows up. The jet shows up. The body shows up. The fact is are you willing to show up?
Are you willing to build so you can have the life of your dreams? The bigger the problems you solve, the more money you make. That's what I love about you, is you don't focus on the money. You just focus on helping people. You just focus on building. You just focus on creating. Yep. And because of that, money is a byproduct of success.
Exactly right.
Money comes when you build. Money comes when you create. Money comes when you collaborate.
Exactly.
That's where we are today.
Come on.
I love that. Okay, so if somebody doesn't know what peptides to take, final question. Can they go on your site and it will tell them which ones to take? There's a quiz or something?
So there's a great website out there called thepreptide.com. So this preps you for being able to take peptides. So it'll help you understand what is the right one, what works for you, what works for your age, what's the timing. And then it gives you a link on how to contact us and how to interface with us so that we can point you in the right direction on what is available for you and how to get it, how to source it, all of those different.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Give me your favorite quote of the day. We're up in the sky, 40,000 feet up in the sky. People want to know how they too can build their life, how they can create, and they can have it all too. What is your best quote for somebody out there today who wants to create something great and be successful?
Seek insight, not agreement. Right now, you got the people on the right, you got the people on the left, and what are they saying? They're saying, if you don't agree with me, I hate you. The other people say, if you don't agree with me, I hate you. What we need to be doing is saying, hey, give me insight on why you think that way. Give me insight on why you feel that way. Give me insight on where you're coming from. Why? Because I truly care about your point of view. If we can choose to say, because I don't have to agree with you. There's going to be things that I don't agree with you. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. There's going to be times where I don't agree with you and you don't agree with me, but that doesn't mean we don't need to be friends. So many people, there's 80% that you and I are so aligned on and we're just fucking rocking and rolling. And then there's 20% where we're like, I don't know if I agree with that. But we're smart enough to say, hey, look, I'm not going to let the 20% fuck up the 80%. That's what so many people are doing. Why? Because they think that we got to agree on everything. You know, Devin and I are going to go into the studio in a couple days. I guarantee you, I'm going to be like, you got to hit this note. He's going to go, no, you got to hit this note. And we're not going to agree. It doesn't mean that we got to leave the studio. I'm going to say, hey, Natasha, I need you to speak at this point. And you're going to know, no, I want to speak before lunch. Because ain't nobody want to speak after lunch. Everyone knows after lunch, the worst slot.
Yeah.
If you ever get put after lunch, someone hates you. No, I'm just
I know.
Saying.
I never want to be after lunch.
I'm not going to be. I'm a before lunch. Yeah, exactly. Before lunch is the way to go.
That's the only place that I speak.
That's the only way to
before
go.
Before lunch only. I am not the after lunch
I'm
bitch,
not an,
ever.
Because everyone's late and they're groggy. They're sleeping.
But half the audience doesn't even get back in time. They're still getting their Starbucks.
Exactly.
I'm the opener or the closer. That's
come
it.
On, come on, girl. Let's
okay,
go.
Greg, I could do this all day with
me
you.
Too.
We're about to land this plane.
Yep.
So I'm so excited. Thank you so much for
coming
today and being a part of my beautiful jet experience.
Yeah.
Shout out to Silver Air. We love you guys. The tigers below for Silver Air. They are incredible when it comes to booking your private jet.
Yeah.
When you want to book a jet, when you want to go on a plane last minute, when you want to travel internationally, locally, on the most beautiful jets.
Yeah, they do a good
amazing
job. Holy crap, they do a good job.
It's a 12-seater plane with two beds, the most amazing crew. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I absolutely love flying with them. Shout out to Silver Air. I'm going to put the tag below for anybody who wants to go and book their jets at a much better rate than you're booking anywhere else. Trust me, they give me the best rates I have ever, ever had. I love them. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for coming today, Greg.
I love you,
you're
girl.
Amazing.
Seriously.
One of my best friends in the world.
Yeah,
love you.
Love you, right? Back. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.